All right, everyone. Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Appreciate you for hanging with us as we get ready to explore love. As a matter of fact, specifically ways that we can establish intimacy, ways that we can restore it if we once had it and lost it. The good news is, well, that's the good news. The better news is, I'm not going to be the one talking us through that. We're going to have our expert, Dr. Lisa Firestone, talking us through it. How are you doing, Dr. Firestone?
I'm doing well, Carl. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, too. And I tell you what, I'm really excited about this Happy Valentine's Day that we're going to be having this discussion.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm excited, too.
So, Dr. Firestone, I know that there will still be a few people who are listening today who will not have had the opportunity to have met you in the past. So if you would, share with people your background, let them know what that PhD is in, and your some of your focuses in your particular field.
Sure. My PhD is in clinical psychology, and I work as a clinician. I see patients, but I also work for the Glendon Association, which is a nonprofit where we do research, education, and training. And we have a website called psychalive.org, which just has great information for the general public on psychology. And it focuses on three areas. One is getting to know yourself. The other is being more yourself in relationships and having better relationships. And then the other is parenting. So those are the three areas that we really focus on.
Awesome. Parenting as well. And one of the things that you shared with us, Dr. Firestone, in the past is that you really, really advocate building relations and restoring them when that's needed. But at the same time, you let us know that there are definitely times when a relationship just is not going to work.
That's true. There are times when a relationship is making you worse. If it's affecting you negatively in different areas of your life, how you're able to function, how you're able to relate to others, how you're able to parent, how you're able to work, then that's not a good relationship for you. One sign of real love is that both individuals are thriving.
I love that. Both individuals are thriving, which means both individuals need to be making some significant contributions to building up the relationship.
Absolutely. You know, I think we sort of have this myth that, you know, if we find our soulmate or life partner in that way, that it's just going to be easy and we're not going to have to do any work and it's just going to go on being great. Well, it doesn't work like that. Relationships take work because all of the things we learn growing up about relationships, partly from what we observe, partly from how we're related to, make us not always the easiest people to live with. And so relationships are important to work on, and they can be so satisfying and contribute so much to our well-being. But it really is important that we do work at them, and yes, both people need to work at it.
I got to ask you this, Dr. Firestone. You shared with us that both people have to work on it. Is it a given that a specific gender is automatically going to work on it? A specific age group is automatically going to work at it? An ethnicity, just by virtue of the ethnicity that they're a member of, they're just automatically going to work on it, so they don't have to put in a lot of effort? Or do you find that none of that matters? If a person is in a relationship, it doesn't matter their gender, doesn't matter what age group, doesn't matter whether ethnicity, what nationality, etc., everybody's got to work.
Yeah, the problem is everybody has to work because we feel better when we're in a relationship where both people are benefited relatively equally. And it doesn't mean it has to be tit for tat, you know, if you do the dishes, I'll vacuum or something like that. But it has to be that you give the things that are important to your partner, that they are willing to give to you, the things that are important to you, and that you really care about each other's well-being. Then people will thrive from the relationship. They'll feel nurtured from it. But when one person's getting benefited and the other person isn't, people are actually pretty dissatisfied. Both people, not just the person who isn't getting very much, but the person who's over-benefited. So it is important that there's give and take. And I don't know an age group that does this better than another. I mean, I think sometimes early on in our love life, we think that a partner is going to be our forever partner, and we don't realize that there are going to probably be other people that are going to love us. And I say that in spite of the fact that I've been married to my husband, and we've been together since high school. So
awesome.
I know that in our case it worked out, but it doesn't always work out that way. And that is, you know, I don't, so no age group in particular. I mean, I have a couple that I've worked with that they've been together now 11 years, but he's in his 80s and she's in her 70s, and they still have struggles. They just finally took another step in their relationship, and they're actually both feeling pretty happy about it, but it took them a long time to get there. To want to live in the same residence and share life that closely. And so, you know, there's really, I think, a struggle for everybody. And I think most of the struggle comes from how we grew up, how we saw relationships go, those that were demonstrated to us by our parents. And for those of your listeners who are parents, the important idea here is that if you want your kids to have healthy relationships when they grow up, you need to model them. In your own relationship.
Yes.
And also how we treat our children affects how they, those very earliest days, first year of life, gives them a map of how it goes when you have needs, when you express them, they're likely to get met by another person, whether it's safe, whether those needs are going to get attuned to, and whether you're going to feel like that person can soothe you when you're distressed. But also see you for who you really are, with your good traits and your bad traits. By the time we're about a year old, we've learned how to work that, and those models we carry with us then into our relationships, and when they're good, healthy models, then they go pretty well. If we think it's okay to have needs and express them, they're likely to get met. When they aren't, that gets repaired. This person makes us feel safe. They make us feel cared about. They see us for who we really are. They see us as we really are. We feel pretty good, and then we're going to have pretty loving relationships. Unfortunately, if we get a different model, we're also going to take that into our relationship life.
Dr. Lisa Firestone is our guest. When we come back, she's going to begin a discussion where she begins to walk us through the journey of intimacy. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept you.